This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know what? Think ahead. And, you know, our prayers go out to those people in North Carolina and also along the eastern seaboard there. If you're a praying person, let's get our prayers out to them. Seriously. If you're not, you know, as I say, send your good vibes their way, I guess. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. John Lott will join me after the break. And just, our Second Amendment isn't out of the woods yet. And I don't say that because I think there's a direct threat to it right now, today, as we speak. But really, when you look at what our Republican, whatever you want to call them, are, representatives, I don't know if I call them representatives, but when you talk about Republican representatives there, would they really stand up against a full onslaught against the Second Amendment? Would they really stand up against a true fight for a right to have guns? Now, a Second Amendment victory for us, which I think is wonderful, is that a judge struck down a highly paternalistic California law banning handgun ads, slams the state's distrust of gun buyers. You know, I won't say I did it, but I started on doing this story the other night, and I didn't do it. A federal judge appointed by former President Barack Obama. See, and I don't know why they do that. Is it to prove a point to say, look, even a judge appointed by Barack Obama didn't like this? And it always makes me nuts when somebody says, well, that person was a Republican. So what? They're nut jobs on both sides of the aisle. The judge who was appointed by President Barack Obama on Tuesday struck down a 95-year-old California law that had banned handgun ads at gun shops, calling it unconstitutional on its face. It slammed the state for its paternalistic assumption that its residents can't make up their own minds about firearms. You know, think about that. In California, the legislators, none of them think that we have two brain cells to rub together. Absolutely none of them. It's because we don't think like they do. Maybe they're missing the brain cell they need to help make them sane. Officials in California had claimed that the advertisements would trigger people with impulsive personality traits to buy more handguns, leading to increased suicides and crime. There's absolutely no evidence or no proof, but they'll say it anyway. The judge actually mocked those assertions. The government may not restrict speech that persuades adults who are neither criminals nor suffer from mental illness from purchasing a illegal and constitutionally protected product, merely because it distrusts their personality trait and the decisions that personality trait may lead them to make later on down the road. Moreover, in an effort to restrict impulsive individuals from purchasing handguns, the government has restricted speech to all adults. I mean, think about this. They go down and they decide, the government decides, what you can talk about in the sign and what you can't. What you can talk about on the radio and what you can't. I think that is stepping on our freedom of speech. Moreover, in an effort to restrict impulsive individuals from purchasing handguns, the government has restricted speech to all adults, irrespective of whether they have this personality trait or not, the judge said. Sounds like the guy. This sounds like this guy does have two brain cells rubbed together. What do you think? In 1923, the 1923 law provided that no handgun or imitation handgun or placed advertising the same or transfer of shall be displayed in any part in a gun store. Well, what else are you going to... I don't get it. First of all, most people going into a gun store are probably going in there to buy guns, most of them, or find out about them and what it takes to get one. I don't know where the impulse would come in. What, they might buy two? I don't get it. Now, the Supreme Court has rejected this highly paternalistic approach to limiting speech, holding that the government may not achieve its policy objectives through indirect means by restraining certain speech. And this is to the Supreme Court of these United States. In 2011, the Supreme Court held in Sorrell versus IMS Health that fear that people would make bad decisions if given truthful information can't justify content-based burdens of speech. Do you really? Somebody actually fought in court telling people the truth to allow them to make decisions on their own. Are we serious? That's hilarious. I think it's funny. Nunley added in his ruling that the state failed to show the law would prevent suicides or crime and provided only speculation and conjecture. You know what? Isn't that kind of the same argument that maybe people shouldn't drive cars because they could mow down a group of other people? I'm just asking. I'm not the smartest guy in the room. Right? And its effort to show, he went on to say that its effort to show a link between impulsive buyers and handguns and people commit suicide or commit crime impulsively is just off. Now, further undercutting the state's argument, the California law did not restrict ads for other firearms, meaning it was both under-inclusive and over-inclusive, according to Nunley. For instance, Nunley noted that in his ruling that the gun shops could display a large neon sign reading, guns, 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 or a 15-foot depiction of a sporting rifle, but could not put an ad in for a pistol. Come on, think about that. But you could put a handgun ad on a billboard a block away. I'm telling you, man, they're smoking some stuff up in the California legislature that's just unavailable to the rest of us. John Lott joins us after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you, whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells, using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumin-S twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumin-S, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-GO, 855-732-5563. Look, you're going to enjoy this a lot. I think this guy is a, well, I think he's a genius. Let's see what you think.
My next guest, I've had him on several times on the show. Always love the information he has for us, real and easy to understand. John Lott is the president and founder of Crime Prevention Research Center. He's also an economist and a world-recognized expert on guns and crime. Now, John, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate the time you spend with me.
Well, good to talk to you again.
You know, in California, I always say on the show on a regular basis, if you want to see what the rest of the country would look like if it was run by Democrats, just watch California. Watch what it's doing. Look at the laws that it's the crazy laws that it's coming up with. We've got Gavin Newsom slated to be our next governor. I know the election hasn't happened yet, but I really would be surprised if Cox wins. But a lot has come out with, I mean, I'm sorry, not a lot, but Newsom has come out with comments such as the Second Amendment guarantees you a right to have a gun, but not a right to have ammunition. And when you see the laws put in place here in California, you know, against guns or owning guns or what have you, it really hasn't helped prevent crime, if you would. That old saying, only cons will have guns if you clamp down on legal gun owners. Give me your thoughts on California and its gun laws.
Well, I mean, it has very restrictive laws. The point is they're ratcheting it up slowly over time, or maybe not so slowly, to make it so fewer people can legally own guns and make it harder to get it. You look at concealed handgun permits in Los Angeles County. There's like 225 permits that are there. Most of them go to either judges or deputy sheriffs. There's a couple dozen that goes to private citizens, but pretty much the only people that they let go and get permits are wealthy, politically connected white males. You know, nationwide, you may see over 30% of the permit holders being women. In Los Angeles County, it's only 7%. You may see 13% nationwide be blacks. In Los Angeles County, it's like 6%. So, you know, the funny thing is how the Democrats will go and talk a good game about how they care about the poor or minorities or women. You know, possibly women in California and Los Angeles just don't feel like they're threatened by stalking or violence, what have you, compared to the rest of the country. But that seems unlikely. And it just seems that they set up these rules so as to make it more difficult for potential victims to be able to go and defend themselves unless you're politically powerful, well-connected white male or something.
Well, John, the argument is always the same. It's more guns, more violence, at least from the left, right? So their attitude is, you know, we stop giving out handguns or allowing people to have them. We curtail what ends up on the street, and that will make everybody safe and happy again. But that's not the truth. That's not what you see typically across the country, where guns are more restrictive, violence is actually higher, isn't it?
I mean, just take a simple example. Every place in the world that's tried to ban either all guns or all handguns has seen an increase in murder. You know, it's not just places like Washington, D.C. and Chicago where we've had those types of things happening. Even island nations that have tried to do that, like Jamaica or Republic of Ireland or the U.K., when they've had those types of bans, they've seen increases in murder, and it's a simple explanation for that. I mean, you take out a randomness once or twice, you'd see either the murder or homicide rate stay the same or actually go down. But you see increases, usually very large increases, and there's a simple explanation for that, and that is when you pass gun control laws, something like a ban, for example. You have to be careful that it's not just the most law-abiding good citizens who obey the laws and not the criminals, because to the extent that you primarily disarm the law-abiding, you make it relatively easier for criminals to go and commit crime.
Yeah. I agree with you. This doesn't sound right, but, you know, you look at what's going on in Chicago, and I love the fact that it just crumbles the argument if we get the guns off the streets, we will have less crime. Well, you have a law that keeps the guns off the streets. It doesn't seem to be helping Chicago at all, does it?
Well, they don't have it. Yeah, but they don't. Chicago doesn't ban guns like it used to. I mean, they still have some restrictive laws, like to get a concealed carry permit. It costs about $450 to go through the process to go and get it. They have other restrictions, like there's no training facilities in the city, and, you know, with 16 hours of training, you have to go outside the city on two separate times, and you can't take it on public transportation, even if you have a permit. And so a poor person who lives in Chicago, you know, assuming that they can pay $450 to go and get a concealed carry permit, are going to probably have to borrow somebody's car if they don't have one themselves. And, you know, it's kind of like they went down the list to try to make it difficult for people to get concealed carry permits. But people can buy guns themselves. You know, the big problem that you have in Chicago, though, is something quite different, and that is just the low rate that they go and arrest people for murder. It's only, last year it was only 17.5% of murders resulted in arrest. When Rahm Emanuel became mayor, it was 30% back in 2011. And it's been a process over time. I mean, you go back to 1991, the last year, the earliest year I have the data for, and it was like 67% in Chicago when Mayor Daley had just recently become mayor. Nationwide, most years you're going to find something over 60%. And so to me, it's not too surprising that if you're rarely going to arrest somebody for murder, you're going to see a lot more murders. And it's not as risky for them to go and commit that type of crime.
No,
that's the real problem, and there's lots of politically correct interventions that they've done to make the job of the police more difficult.
Yeah, there's that word, politically correct. Hey, we've got to go for a quick break. We come back. I got a lot more to say. You know, I mean, stick around. John Lott's book, War on Guns, can be found on Amazon. That's Amazon.com. The guy's a genius. When it comes to gun crime, gun stats, the guy is a genius. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Not everyone is able to flee from Hurricane Florence. At a nursing home in Wilmington, North Carolina, some 600 residents, staff, and family members are sheltering in place. Davis Community CEO Charles Long says for some, riding out the storm is the best option.
Those people who are critical care, it would be difficult for us to move them hours away.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says those who failed to heed evacuation warnings now need to weather the storm as best they can.
Let me be clear. You need to get yourself to a safe place now and stay there. We in North Carolina have to shift from preparation to determination.
Philippine authorities were evacuating thousands of people from the path of the most powerful typhoon this year. More than 4 million people live in areas at most risk from the storm, with powerful winds and gusts equivalent to a Category 5 Atlantic hurricane. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
Come on, it's a sway song. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. As I told you, John Lott joins us, and we're talking about the war on guns. Go for it, John.
John Lott is the president and founder of the Crime Prevention Research Center. He's also an economist, a world-recognized expert on guns and crime. And, John, always a pleasure when I have you on with me. I appreciate your time.
Well, thanks for having me on.
You know, when it comes to, you know, this whole mantra that, you know, the United States leads the world in mass shootings, and I actually got in trouble for this. I got to tell you, I had you on a while back, and one of the comments I made after you were on was, I said, look, if the left is right, if the Democrats are right, and all these guns are attributed to all these mass shootings, we should have two or three of these a day. If you go by what they say, but that's not the truth, is it?
Well, you know, there's research that has driven a lot of this claim that the United States is unique in terms of mass public shootings. There's a study that came out in 2015 by a guy named Adam Lankford at the University of Alabama. And he claimed that over the previous, or over 47-year period of time from 1966 through 2012, there were 202 mass public shooters outside the United States, and there were 90 in the United States. So the United States, he claimed, made up about 31% of the mass public shooters over that almost 50-year period of time. The problem is, Lankford never released his list of shooters. He never really explained how he found cases. I have no clue how to go and find cases from, in Africa where four people may have been shot, but in the 1960s or the 1970s. You know, people get spoiled by how easy it is to get information these days, but you go back not very far at all and you realize, you know, most of the world wasn't on the internet. Governments didn't put out useful police reports on these things.
Yep.
And so I had been asking, and I'd try to get others to go and ask him for the data. But last November, he gave some information from the New York Times, not the list, but he gave them kind of what he claimed was the total number of shooters by country. And I tried to get a hold of it. He wouldn't give it to me. The New York Times wouldn't give it out to me. And so I just decided to go and bite the bullet and put together my own list of using the definition that he had used. And what I found, I just looked at the last 15 years of the period of the 47 years that he looked at, and I found a conservative count was 3,081 shooters. And so rather than the United States making up 31% of the shooters, I found them making up about 1.4% of the shooters. We make about 4.6% of the world's population. So we're about 30% of the share. Our rate of shooters is about 30% of our share of the world population. Rather than having it be like six times the opposite. And, you know, it's amazing how wrong he was. We had to spend a lot of money. It took like $50,000 to go and do this search. But I don't know how anybody could believe that there's only 202 shooters outside the United States over almost 50 years. I mean, when you're talking about shooters, you're probably talking about something like two to three shooters on average per shooting event. So he's actually saying that there's very likely fewer than 100 shootings in the entire rest of the world over that period of time. And I can look at Russia or a couple other countries and easily get to having more shootings in just those countries than he's claiming occurred in the entire world.
I'm amazed that people will look at these numbers. Look, forgive me for saying it this way, but you don't need a PhD in anything to look at these numbers and think, okay, something doesn't work here, you know? I mean, something doesn't add up here, and to think that that's all you have, my God, it's just
nuts. I think it fit their template. I think it fit their template about what the media wanted to believe about these things.
But John,
wouldn't give out.
You're not going to get, as you said, you're not going to get real information from Russia. You're not going to get real information from Turkey, Uganda. I mean, you're not going to get real information on mass shootings or shootings as a whole from those countries, right?
Well, countries don't report those. You know, about half the countries in the world don't even report firearm homicides. They just report total homicides, let alone trying to break it down by firearm deaths where four people were killed, four or more people were killed. I mean, the United States is just unique in terms of the amount of different types of crime data that we put out. That doesn't mean that these things don't happen
right
in the rest of the world. It just means that their governments just don't make those types of investments than counting numbers in those ways.
Well, clear something up for me, because I make the statement a lot. I've read it, and you probably know whether it's true or not. And that is the FBI or police agencies as a whole consider a mass shooting any time three or more people are shot. So if you're in the middle of a robbery at a store or at the bank and three people are shot, that is technically a mass shooting according to the FBI. Am I off there?
Well, it's three or more people killed. For 30 years, it was four or more people killed up until 2013 when the Obama administration reduced it to three or more people killed. And I assume that the reason why they did it was to go and make it look like that there had been an increase in the number of mass public shootings or mass shootings. These were originally set up. These criteria were originally set up by the FBI. They had reasons for these things, and it's not really clear that there was any specific motive stated for why they were changing from four or more to three or more. But when you reduced it from four or more to three or more, there was a big increase in the number of shootings that you'd be recording. Yeah, I'll just give you an example and something else. This year, the heat for the level the temperature has to be for a heat warning was reduced by 5 degrees. Well, guess what? We had a lot more heat warnings this summer. And presumably part of the thing would be, you know, Americans are going to say, boy, I heard a lot more heat warnings this summer. Maybe things are getting warmer. But, you know, you can go and affect those types of things by just changing the temperature. Now, maybe they have a good reason for changing the temperature. I suspect not. I suspect it has other things to do with, such as trying to convince people that things are getting warmer. But you know, you have to be careful about why people go and change how these different things are measured.
Well, we've got to go for a quick break in a minute, but I get a kick out of the fact that they're talking about more Americans running around with higher blood pressure, and I don't know if you were tracking this, but I don't know what it was. Say 8 months ago, they dropped it from 140 to 130 as being now high blood pressure, and I'm thinking to myself, wow, you drop it 10 points. That's a major number across the country, and now you're saying, you know, we've seen a marked increase in people with high blood pressure. Well, no kidding, right? I mean, isn't that the kind of mindset, isn't it?
Yeah, no, same thing. Now, maybe they have a good reason for doing that, but anyway,
it'd be nice to know what that is. All right, so when we come back from the break, I want to talk to you a little bit about you know, in the 50s and 60s and 70s, and I didn't track the 80s, but. Guns were easier to get. They were, you know, I didn't know anybody who didn't have a gun. And I'm, you know, I'm not ancient, but I didn't know anybody who didn't have a gun. I don't remember mass shootings. I don't remember people walking out in the street just wiping out people or what the mindset was. It's amazing to me now. It's so hard to get guns, and yet either we're hearing it more or there is a little bit of an increase in these killings. But we'll hit that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me.
You know, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to get involved in the conversation, if you don't, then, you know, simple, don't call. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. It's joe@therealside.com. Capital TRS in the subject line lets me know you're not a vendor. I mean, you're not trying to sell me something. Anyway, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go too far. You want to hear the end of this.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HB Extract. Extract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Please answer the question.
Okay, I know it's kind of not the right thing to say. I can't help it. A bunch of people with overalls on and chewing on straw. I'm Joe, senior host, listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5562. Thanks so much for joining me today. Always appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. John Lott, we're going to tie him down and make him. We'll have him finish up the conversation.
John Lott's president and founder of Crime Prevention Research Center. Always appreciate his time with me. He's also an economist and a world-recognized expert on guns and crimes. And again, John, I always appreciate your time that you spend with us. John, you know, it was, as I was telling you during the break, it seemed to me it was easier to get guns in the 50s and 60s and 70s, and we weren't so uptight about the whole gun thing. And I even remember, I think it was my high school that had a NRA class or an NRA back class on gun safety. We had rifles in school, for God's sakes. We didn't have mass shootings at the school. I didn't remember. Maybe I was incoherent at the time, but I don't remember mass shootings going on then. Guns were on campus. I mean, is it just that the violence wasn't reported? Have we actually seen an increase in gun violence, or is that a statement on society, or what? Hey, help me understand.
Right. Well, I mean, guns were very common back then. I mean, most people will probably be shocked to know, but even in New York City, up until 1969, you had all but one of the high schools had a rivalry team. And you'd have maybe 7,000, 8,000 students on any given school day walking around the streets of New York carrying rifles, carrying them with them when they were on buses or on the subway or walking along city streets. They would store the rifles in the back of their homerooms, would pick them up after school, take them to the riflery ranges. Only one of the schools, I guess, had a riflery range on school property, and then take them home with them in the evening. And, you know, with all those thousands of people regularly, daily, going around carrying guns, you just didn't see any types of problems that occurred with that happening. And, you know, that was New York City. You can go and read things like Colin Powell's autobiography or Antonin Scalia's autobiography, and you can see how they were on riflery teams. But, you know, things have changed a fair amount. And, you know, I think the big issue, though, is what we call these gun-free zones, these areas where civilians are banned from being able to have guns generally for protection. And it's these killers aren't stupid. They may be crazy in some sense, but they want to go and try to kill as many people as possible. And they know if they go to places where victims aren't able to go and defend themselves, where it's going to take some time for somebody with a gun to show up on the scene and stop the attack, they're going to be able to go and kill more people. And they want to go and get media attention. They know the more people that they can harm, the more people they can kill, the more media attention they're going to get. I mean, you can look at something like the Sandy Hook killer. He had been studying mass public shootings for 2.5 years before he engaged in the attack. And he had collected information on mass public shootings over like 40 years and apparently had made a graph showing that the more people that were killed in these shootings, the more media coverage that he would get. And according to one of the police reports, he wanted to go and kill more people than were killed by the Norway killer, who, if you just look at the shooting deaths, had shot to death 67 people and wounded 110 others. And the reason why was he wanted to get more media attention.
Wow. And you know what? A lot of this stuff, you've written almost 10 books, and you know, more guns, less crime, the bias against guns, and dumbing down the courts, how politics keeps the smartest judges off the bench, and the war on guns. You know, where do people get your books?
I suppose they can get them at BarnesandNoble.com or Amazon.com. But people can find our research and the discussions of it on our website at crimeresearch.org. crimeresearch.org, and they can sign up for our email list there.
Now, John, I appreciate your time, and I appreciate what you do. I mean, this information needs to get out there properly and real. I'm sorry if today I'm so tired of the fake information out there. It makes us work harder to find the truth. And, again, keep up the good work. I really do appreciate it.
You know, I do appreciate the guy. I really appreciate the information he puts in. Now, somebody can say, oh, you're a gun lover, you're this or that. No, I'm not a gun lover. It sounds so weird. Do I appreciate guns? Yeah. Do I see a problem with people owning guns? No. You know, and we go too far with this stuff sometimes. Just like the judge said to the state of California, you can't assume that people are going to do bad things with guns. You can't assume, you know, this is not like what chewing gum you're going to buy at the counter by not being able to have ads in the gun store. Right? I mean, just nuts. Really, the state of California's gotten to the point where you are, and only you are. Right? Oh, I'm sorry. The state of California had basically said only the legislature can figure out if you're smart enough, if you're good enough, if you're smart enough, if you have enough brains to make it happen. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time you guys spend with me, you know, on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly just being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. And you can't be part of the solution unless you open your mouth and you converse with people. You know, the
I think I started the show off, right? Yelling at my Christian friends, didn't I? I'm such a nice guy. I'm doing it in love, people. I'm doing it in love. You know, you've heard people, and it's true. I'm not looking to hurt you, but I am looking to get you to step up. I am looking for you to stop playing games. And it is getting out of control. Even Franklin Graham, who's about had it, he just came out swinging at the Dems recently. And it's not because he's a Republican. And I don't even know if he's a Republican. I would imagine he is, from some of the comments he's made, the things he's done. But after watching, you know, the 4 days of Brett Kavanaugh's beating, if you would, I mean, some people call it a circus. I don't know if I call it a circus. You know, to me, it was just a downright hate fest. And it's anybody who's affiliated with, knows, or can spell the name Trump, those people are considered just hateful, nasty people from the left. But in reality, who's doing the hate? Who's doing the nasties? But it hasn't been Republicans making live footage of the process of one of the most interesting things on TV this week. It's been the antics, the ridiculous antics of the Democrats and their leaders. Right? First, they were the crazy, those protesters. One after another started yelling and screaming in hysteria at the top of their lungs, disrupting the hearings. What does that do? No, come on, really, what does that do? Do you realize that even among your own people, Democrats, even among your own people, the ones that were screaming, you look like a fool. They don't like it. You know, get out of your little bubble. Get out of your little pocket of people. Go look at what other Democrats are saying about you. Other sane Democrats are saying about what took place there. A viral photo plus the testimonies of three Texas doctors suggested that protesters were actually paid to act up during the hearings and had a vested interest in protesting Kavanaugh for their own reasons. Secondly, Democrat leaders involved in the hearings consistently interrupted opening statements, and tried to bog down the whole process. And you can see that on day one. They just wanted to slow it down to a crawl. Right? And then there was that stupid thing. I mean, stupid thing. Where the person sitting behind Kavanaugh, the young lady or whatever, was flashing white supremacist symbols. Now, the funny thing about that symbol back in the 70s meant okay. Now it's white supremacist. It's white supremacist to say something's okay. And then let's not forget Cory Booker's embarrassing fiasco. Right? His pseudo Spartacus moment. I think it was more like a Pee Wee Herman moment, frankly. It just didn't stop. It never stopped. And putting Kavanaugh on the court would be a death sentence to thousands of women. I mean, talk about a stretch. It might be the life-saving efforts of millions of children. You know, I know this is going to be distasteful to some of you out there, especially my trollers that are listening. The original Supreme Court ruling actually never approved of late-term abortions. And you guys, we'll never ban it. You better read it. We've allowed it to go on. We've allowed it to get passed. We've not stopped it. And that's where the problem lies. Graham finally spoke up, Franklin did, on Facebook. He said the disruptions from socialists and progressive extremists were relentless, rude, and just wrong. He also added, he said, I've been impressed with Judge Kavanaugh's steady temperament and his solid responsiveness, his knowledge of the law. And he finished with a call for action. You need to keep praying. He didn't say go smash windows. He didn't say go punch protesters in the face. He said keep praying for the Kavanaugh family. That from the violent right. I'm Joe, senior host. You've been listening to The Real Side. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Remember, we're here all week. Hopefully you will be too.